It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Isn't it great when your computer wants to update while you're in the middle of reading something that's on the screen? Oh, by the way, update your computer. Okay, thanks. I just wanted to share that moment with you.
Apparently you did.
It's Murphy's Law.
Congratulations to the Guardians. A fun season is going to continue. Their magic number one to get into the playoffs. It could happen today. They have an afternoon game against those pesky Minnesota Twins. So here you go. We're just here to help. Wait a minute. What's everybody making faces for?
We're not. We're just looking at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go. You guys looked around like there was big trouble.
No.
Not big trouble?
Never.
That's good to know. That's really good to know. Yesterday we helped out Stephen Vogt with the starting rotation for the playoffs. Okay? I think it's only right that we look at the position players and take care of that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're here to help.
I think that's the way to go. So let's take a look at this thing.
Okay.
I don't think there's any question at all what happens at catcher and around the infield.
Fair.
Your playoff lineup probably stays intact. Bo Naylor's going to be your catcher. Maybe Austin Hedges, late inning replacement, something like that. I would think you're going to play Bo righty-lefty. It's not going to matter. At first base, I'm just putting Josh Naylor there and leaving him alone. That's enough said. Andrés Giménez at second. Obviously, Jose at third. And I think Brian Rocchio, just leave him alone at shortstop. You want his glove in the playoffs.
Right.
And his bat's warmed up a little bit.
Right.
So I think that's just business as usual. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah. No, I can't disagree with any of that. It's kind of what got you here now. The outfield's a big question. So.
Yes. Right. There are some thoughts. Let's start in center field, because I don't think there's a question there anymore.
No, it's easy. It's Lane Thomas, right?
You put him there and you leave him alone, don't you?
Until late in the game, and you might move him over for
a defensive replacement.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm taking him out of lineup.
When Lane showed up here, he was pumped. He was excited. He ended up hitting 143 in August with no home runs and three runs batted in. It was awful. The poor guy was pressing like crazy. It wasn't going well. Since then, in September, he's hit 297 in September with five home runs, team leading 16 runs batted in. So he's led the team in September in both home runs and runs batted in. And the 16 for the runs batted in, Andy, doubles up the next guy in runs batted in.
Yeah.
Second on that list is, are you sitting? I believe that you are.
I am.
Brian Rocchio.
Really?
Second in September for the Guardians with eight runs batted in. But 16 for Lane Thomas. He has done everything in September the team was hoping that he would do, and they traded for him. It looks like a trade that's going to benefit the team now. You couldn't say that, you know, through August. But here in September, he has shown exactly what the Guardians wanted. Put him in center field and leave him alone. Damn. Unless you want to do something like you talked about, late inning defensive replacement.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Straw is probably your guy for 7, 8, or 9 inning. You know, maybe
although you could leave Lane in center and put Miles somewhere else, but
maybe. But I
would think you'd do it the other way.
Were you the one that when we first acquired Lane Thomas, that we're like, I don't know if he's really a center fielder? I remember here. It was you. Okay,
he's a bit of an adventure out there.
Has it felt that way since he's been here?
Shifting has helped him, but he's still a bit of an adventure. He's fast as all get out.
Yeah.
It should work out there, but it's an adventure.
All right, so your thoughts on Straw coming in 7, 8, 9, defensive replacement, and because you're not going to take Thomas's bat out, so you're going to have to switch one of your side outfielders.
I'd rather stick Miles in right or move Lane Thomas to right and have, you know, Miles Straw end up being in center field. I'm not taking Steven Kwan out. I would rather whoever's in right.
Hold on now.
Yeah, but I'm not taking Noel out.
You guys are lumping it all together.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about defensive replacements until we figure out who's starting.
Oh, well.
In left field.
I'm out of the box.
What if Steven Kwan doesn't heal up? Steven's been bad. In September, he's hit 167. He's on the injured list now with his back. It's obviously affected him like crazy. After his phenomenal start, he's not been good. If he's healthy, if he comes off the IL and they say he's the guy, he's healthy, do you just put him in left field and call it a day?
I don't know how you don't.
I agree with you. I do too. I just put him there. However, if he's not healthy, what are you going to do? Angel Martinez has come up. He's not had a big sample size, only 18 at-bats, but he's hitting .389.
He's got 33
since
hits.
Since they brought him back. He's at .389 here in September since they called him back up. He's an option. But I would think Stephen Kwan, if he's healthy, if he comes off the injured list, if the back is deemed okay, you just put him in left field, you lead him off, and you forget about it. Yes?
Yes. I can't argue with that at all. If Kwan's healthy, you got to go. He's the guy that got you there in the beginning of the season, too. He was. And even though he was hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back from being hurt, and you're like, wow, this guy's on fire. And then things kind of evened out, and now he's hurt. And so you want just let's get him healthy here. Relax, chill out, go take an ice bath for about a week or two, and then come on back and feel good.
I do think there are questions in right field. And I'm just going to do this. I'm playing Jenkenzie Noel out there, period. And I say that for this reason. He scares other teams.
Sure.
Now, Will Brennan has been terrific since he was put down in Columbus and since he's come back. Since he's back, he's hit .314. And you could platoon him with Noel. But I mentioned this earlier. Brennan hasn't hit a home run since June 20th. In September, he's hitting .345. The guy's going nuts right now.
I know. Do you need a home run when you can come up with a big hit like he did yesterday?
Well, that's part of the point. But if you put him in right field, that probably means you're putting Jenkenzie Noel on the bench. And if you want to think straight platoon, you could think that except for one thing. Noel's not bad against right-handed pitching. .220, power numbers, 6 homers, 14 runs batted in, and that's in 109 at-bats against righties. Against lefties, his power numbers are exactly the same almost. Instead of 6 home runs against righties, he has 7 against lefties in half as many at-bats. In 54 at-bats. So obviously, he's more impactful against left-handers, but he's certainly not atrocious against righties. And Will Brennan is not good against left-handed pitching. 147, no home runs, only 34 at-bats. They don't play him against lefties.
Sure.
Almost never. So I would avoid a platoon. I just don't think I want to take Noel out of the lineup. Do you?
I didn't want to take him out during any game during the regular season. So I'm leaving him there. I have no
problem. You're leaving Noel out there?
Yes.
And what are you going to do with Will?
He's come in late. Pinch hit.
Okay.
Yeah, hitter? It's just...
Matchup pinch hitter, maybe?
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that? You give him the opportunity there.
He hits right-handers pretty well, .269. But against lefties, I mean, you're not going to pinch hit him against a lefty, obviously. But if he's hitting .269... against right-handed pitching, and Noel is hitting .220, but has a lot more to show for his at-bats, man, I think I'm still playing Noel. I don't want to lift Jenkenzie out of that spot.
The other thing with Brennan is that take advantage of the fact that you know you can't pull a pitcher, right? Take advantage of that rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, wow, they got it right. Okay, so
which,
now we
by
know,
the way, you don't really even notice in a game, do you?
I don't know, but I mean, I know it because I think about it,
mm-hmm.
And I always want to see if somebody tries to pull somebody early. I don't know why. I'm sure it's happened, don't you think?
Somebody snuck somebody out of there?
I'm sure that it's happened somewhere along the way.
Somebody will try.
Yeah.
That leads us to
DH. Sneaking down into the empty seats that are
So we've got Thomas in center. We have Kwan in left if he's healthy and good to go. And we have Noel in right with maybe an occasional Will Brennan playing against maybe a really tough righty or something like that if for whatever reason they think Noel's not a good matchup against a certain right-handed hitter.
Sure.
But if it's a lefty, he's in there, period. And to me, he's in there against righties as well. So that's it.
Doesn't it seem weird, though, that we do have all these question marks about a team that is still
fighting for the... Well, the outfield's still a question.
Yeah, they're still fighting for the top spot in the American League, and we have all these question marks going on.
The only one that's not really a question is the guy they traded for the trade deadline, Lane Thomas, and he was a huge question until September, and now he's not. This leaves us at DH. Kyle Manzardo, since he's come up, it's only 39 at-bats, but he's hitting .308. This, to me, screams platoon, but I'm not sure it's the best platoon you can have.
I don't know. Every time I see him get to the plate now, even on even like last night, you know, chopping at the ball, whatever, it seems that his hits seem to find the outfield now, even if they're just kind of chop shots out into the outfield. And maybe it's just me, but when I watch, maybe I need to watch him more so he can have a hit every time, because every time I flip it over to the game where I'm watching, he always seems to get a hit.
Well, he's had some pop here in September at 308 since he's come up with three home runs, his first three home runs. You're not going to play him against lefties, Andy. He's hitting 167. So to me, DH is a straight platoon. Against righties, he's at 252.
I have a right-handed TV, so that's probably why it's happening.
Are you going to play David Fry? And David was...
How healthy is he?
This team isn't where... I don't know. This team isn't where it is without David this year. He's been tremendous. However, his average is way down. In September, he's hitting 200. I mean, he's not been very impactful. He's kind of limping to the finish line with that injury. Mm-hmm. His splits are kind of even. Against lefties, better at 280. So you could do a platoon with him and with Manzardo. And against righties, he's at 245. I would think it's Manzardo and Fry platooning at DH. It seems pretty simple. Yay? Nay?
Yeah. I think it's more Manzardo now, though. Kid's hot. Stay with what's hot. I just ride that wave, baby. Ride the wave.
We'll get some thoughts on this from a guy who won a lot of gold gloves and entertained us like crazy. Shortstop Omar Vizquel joining us next here on Baskin and Phelps.